Whether you are a fresh yoga teacher looking to set up your first website or already an established yogipreneur, you probably already know that designing a website isn't easy, right? I mean, I've been there. If you have ever tried to build your website, you know this. However, if you're laboring under an incorrect set of assumptions, it's even harder. And in this episode, I want to debunk some of the most common myths about websites that you should stop believing right now. Hey there, welcome to the Blissful Biz podcast. I'm your host, Susanne Reicke, here to help yoga and wellness entrepreneurs build a thriving online business. If you're ready to make a bigger impact and earn money online, you are in the right place. Each week you learn about websites, digital products, social media strategies, and what's working now to build your online business. And now let's get started. Myth number one is, I don't need a website when I'm already active on social media. Many yoga teachers think that because they already have a Facebook page or Instagram profile, they don't need a website. You can post your schedule or updates and events there, right? The problem is that just a few of your followers will actually see your post. That's because of the algorithm. Facebook and Instagram basically don't show stuff to the majority of your followers. They want you to pay for ads. That's why it's a free service. That's how they refinance themselves, and it's not going to change. There's nothing you can do about that. Then the attention span on social media is really low. Most people scroll through their feeds rather mindlessly and don't stop to read. I mean, we all do that, right? So it's really difficult to get them to really read your information, or even it's even more difficult to get them to take action, to click the link in the bio or to click the link in Facebook and go to your website and book your retreat or sign up for your workshop. Those platforms, they have huge teams who do nothing else but working on making the social media platform even more addictive, to keep people inside the platform, the social media network. They don't want people to click and to leave Facebook or Instagram, right? They want people to stay in there and keep scrolling and keep scrolling and keep scrolling. That's how those platforms are designed. So it's really, really difficult to get someone to leave social media. And finally, building your brand on social media is like building your house on someone else's land. You don't own it. You don't own your followers. I recommend that you be active on social media. Definitely use it to build a deeper, more personal connection with your followers. It's such a great tool to really show a different side of you and to establish yourself as an expert, to teach, but also to share some insights, some quotes, some behind the scenes, and really give your followers or your students, your customers, the opportunity to get to know you in a different way than if they would just visit your website. So definitely use social media, but make your website and your email list your hub. I think it's just smarter to invest your time and money into marketing channels that you truly own. Okay, myth number two, I can outsource my website development and forget about it. Don't we all wish sometimes that there would be a marketing fairy, we hand over a little bit of money, as little as possible, and she would take care of all our marketing activities? No more posting or selling or updating things. Well, let me tell you, unfortunately, she doesn't exist. Yes, you can hire someone to build your website for you. So, for example, me. But don't think for a minute that this means you have nothing to do with it anymore. You'll still have to make all the decisions on colors and fonts, your logo, what content you want to show, your copy. It's a whole lot, and you need to block some time for this if you want your website creation to be an inspiring and fun process and not totally overwhelming. There is no magic website fairy that will take all that away from you. And I recommend that you embrace this process and find joy in it. Marketing yourself is essential for having a successful yoga career, and your website is a big part of it. Be involved and make your dreams come true. If you hire someone to design your website, you need to brief them. You will be the one telling them what you need on your website, what purpose your website will have, what's your branding like, and everything else. If you have a good designer, she or he will question your input and make suggestions. They will understand your business and your goals and what you want. This is what I do. But very often a designer will simply do what you tell them to do. I've seen this happen so often. And when you don't really know how to set up your website strategically or never thought about what purpose your page has, you might end up with a website that might look pretty, but that's doing nothing to help you sell your offerings. For example, when your focus is on filling your retreats, so you're organizing yoga retreats, you definitely want to show them on your homepage and maybe in a sidebar or the footer on your content pages as well. You don't want to just hide them in your menu, right? You can add a retreat calendar and design a beautiful template for a retreat landing page where your potential customers can find all the information they need. When you don't plan for this, you might end up with a homepage that doesn't mention any of your upcoming retreats and a very simple and basic page where you introduce your retreat that doesn't really inspire anyone to sign up. And in that case, your website isn't going to help your business as well as it could. It really pays to get clear on your purpose in advance, and this is where you need to provide input to a designer and really work with them together on really creating like the optimum homepage and menu and content pages, or to decide to build your website yourself, because then you really know what you want and what goes where. So myth number three, once I have a website, I'm set. My God, how I wish this would be true. But building a website is more like buying a car. Only instead of changing oil and buying gas, you must maintain it, update content, stay up to date with legal requirements and more. This doesn't mean it has to be a lot of work, but it needs to be done. For your visitors, it's the first impression they have of you and your business. And if there are broken links or forms that are not working, well, it doesn't give a good first impression and they might be hesitant to work with you. I know I would be, right? Wouldn't you? Of course, mistakes happen, and it always can happen that things are not working. And in most cases, it's not a big deal. But you should try to minimize this. That's what I mean here. To keep your website afloat, I recommend that you block a few hours each month to go over your content, make changes, and update the text things if needed. Once a year, I recommend a more thorough spring check for your website where you look at the content, check all your forms and test your links and all that. And every few years, look at it with a critical eye and decide if it may be time for a relaunch. It's like housekeeping, right? So you can't just get a website and then you never look at it for 5 years. That's not going to help your business. Myth number four, it doesn't matter what my website looks like. I'll just go with the cheapest option. Well, while I don't think your website needs to be designed by an expensive designer, first impressions count, especially today. The truth is, if your website looks unprofessional and outdated and maybe it's also full of errors, it will reflect poorly on the quality of your teaching. If teaching yoga is just a hobby for you, okay. But if it's your job, you're a professional and you need a professional website. As I said, this doesn't mean that it needs to be designed by a pro. It doesn't mean that it needs to be expensive. It means your website should be easy to navigate, have a design that represents your brand, is responsive. This means it looks good on a smartphone too, so people can use your website when they are on their phones, and has no obvious grammar and spelling mistakes. I think that a few years ago, it was okay for a yoga teacher to have a simple, not so pretty website that looked amateurish. A lot of yoga teachers still do. But today customers, they really expect more. Come on, we look up everyone online, and when their websites scream unprofessional, we are less likely to hand over our cash, for example, to join their retreat. Expectations are higher. You just have to face that, and the competition doesn't sleep. It's your expertise as a teacher and the quality of your teachings that will have people come back. No questions about that. But to get them in the room first, you need to make a good impression with your website. So it's not enough to have a pretty website if there's nothing behind to back it up. But of course, what you teach, how you teach, and your experience is what's really important. But nevertheless, it's an important marketing tool, and if you don't treat it as one, you are actually doing your potential students a disservice. I really believe that, because if they don't trust you enough to sign up for your class or workshop because of your website, you won't be able to help them. It's your job, really, to be as inviting as possible, to make it as easy as possible for your customers to find you, to trust you, to get to know you, and then to work with you so you can help them. So that brings us to the final myth, myth number 5. I'll be on the first page of Google with my website right away. I know a lot of people believe that, and unfortunately, that's not how it works. Having a website doesn't mean that new customers will automatically find you on the first page of Google when they search for yoga, or yoga in your city, or yoga retreats. Even doing all the things you're told to do, like including keywords everywhere, is not going to magically put you in the coveted top 10 search results on Google for any given keyword. I mean, just think about it. It's really logical. If it would be that easy, everybody would be on the first page of the search results, which isn't possible because there's only so much space on that coveted page. So this doesn't mean that you shouldn't optimize your website for search engine optimization, or SEO. That's what it's called. Your website designer can help you with that, or you can learn how to do it. For example, I include a lesson on SEO in my course, Blissful Websites. But that is a long-term strategy. It can take a few weeks or even months for Google to show your page in the search results. Your best bet, actually, to get more visitors is to consistently publish content, for example, with a blog. Just think about it. If you publish one blog post a week, after a year, you have 52 additional pages that Google can index and use to direct traffic to your website, compared to your basic 5 to 10 pages. And that's a lot, right? So in 2 years, it's over 100 additional pages, and that's a lot more additional traffic. That's what I do, and I get most of my website traffic from Google, hundreds of visitors each day. But that didn't happen overnight. But now I can reap the benefits every single day because blog posts that I published like 3 years ago, they still bring me traffic. It's a long-term strategy. It didn't happen overnight for me either. When I started, I had no website traffic whatsoever. It really grew organically. And I strongly believe that putting out free content like a blog or a podcast or YouTube video consistently every single week. And then also like when you do YouTube videos, embed them in a blog post and put that up on your website. So your website is the hub where you host all your content. That's the secret to long-term success. I strongly, strongly believe that. So, and there we have it, like 5 myths that you might believe about websites. So wrapping it up, building a great yoga website doesn't have to be scary or overwhelming. Thanks to the advances in technology, it's never been easier to build your own website. Even if you're feeling totally tech shabby and with a little bit of support, the website of your dreams is only a few clicks away. If you want to learn more how you can design your own website in WordPress, I would like to invite you into my program, Blissful Websites. Blissful Websites is my complete step-by-step program to help you design, build, and launch your WordPress website. It doesn't matter if you're starting from scratch with no idea where to start, or if you already have a website, but it doesn't look like anything you envision for your brand. I show you step by step what you need to do. You're basically looking over my shoulder and watching every click how I design the website, and then you do it yourself. It's like painting with numbers, and you'll have your beautiful website up in no time. Go to SusanneReitke.com/blissful websites to learn more. I'll also add the link to the show notes. And that's it for today. Thanks so much for tuning in and have a great week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Blissful Biz podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about how to work with me one-on-one, my courses and membership, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops, and more, go to SusanneReitke.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time.